Shalom. Shalom. Bless the Lord. I was waiting for a second muted sign, and so I may have said shalom twice, and you heard it. But first off, I want to find out if Brother Max is on the line. Hallelujah. Okay. So the folks are on the line, and I'm going to trust that Brother Max is there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, God notices that folks are hearing me. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for telling me that you're hearing me. And Max is here in the Branson area, and will be with us at noon out at Prayer Mountain. Praise the Lord. As we begin to pray this morning, we're going to pray for some specific things. As you know, Operation Rising Lion is going on, and Israel is pounding Iran. And they've had some barrages of missiles fired back at Israel, even some hitting marks there. So our prayers are going to go there. However, I want to remind you that we're never praying, hardly ever praying in the news of the day. The prayer of God and the anointed prayer of God is ahead of time. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the people have been checking. Sister Quinn has been checking Brenda. And we find out that others that we've been praying these things that are happening right now, probably 3 years and more back. So I know this. I hear the Lord speaking to us and praying. He prays about the time when all the tears will be wiped away. That's not until after the 1,000-year reign. So we're praying ahead of time. I hear us praying over into the what we call the Great Tribulation. But of course, then our prayers, God divides them. Oh my Jesus, and He uses us as we pray. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, to pray however He wants us to. One thing I want to give God thanks for is the United States Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. I don't know if you read his text. I understand it went as a text message to the president. Now note that he is in Israel at the embassy, lives there. He is the U.S. Ambassador to Israel. And he sent this week to the president. Mr. President, God spared you in Butler, Pennsylvania, to be the most consequential president in a century, maybe ever. The decisions on your shoulders, I would not want to be made by anyone else. You have many voices speaking to you, sir, but there is only one voice that matters, His voice. I am your appointed servant in this land and am available for you, but I do not try to get in your presence often because I trust your instincts. No president in my lifetime has been in a position like yours, not since Truman in 1945. I don't reach out to persuade you, only to encourage you. I believe you will hear from heaven, and that voice is far more important than mine or anyone else's. You sent me to Israel to be your eyes, ears, and voice, and to make sure our flag flies above our embassy. My job is to be the last one to leave. I will not abandon this post. Our flag will not come down. You did not seek this moment. This moment sought you. It is my honor to serve you, Mike Huckabee. So, Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for Ambassador Mike Huckabee. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving us leaders such as this man. We pray for his protection and for his wife's protection. We pray, Holy Father, for their peace of mind in the name above all names. Brother Max, have we got you on the line yet? Sister Quinn, could you give him a call there at the motel? Maybe they'll ring his room. Bless the Lord. In case he's usually up very, very early on these mornings that we pray and getting ready, getting himself ready. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As I said, I will be at Prayer Mountain, and so the way that you're going to be able to get on that call at noon is to go to billybrim.org and to there, as you're online at billybrim.org, you will see, pop right up, it'll say noon prayer. And you just follow the easy, easy instructions. That's billybrim.org, the noon prayer. Glory to God. We had, praise the Lord, there is an Operation Rising Lion. And that's what Israel has called this, Rising Lion. I'm sure you saw Bibi Netanyahu put his prayer in the wall, and they chose a scripture and call, about the lion rising, and that is what is named this. They always name their operations, and it's always something from the Bible. And so we're going to ask the Lord this morning to use our tongues any way he wants to for the war, those deciding it, those fighting it, those going into shelters, everyone involved. And we're going to lift up, particularly, there is a CUI youth tour, CUFI youth tour, and then they have some administrators. They have what they call an administrators tour, and they have been there in Israel. And there are efforts going on to get them out and bring them home. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yeah, I just got on, sorry.
Okay.
I was awake, okay. And then I think I snoozed again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Max, have you heard anything more about the youth tour that you can share?
Yeah, they are... They left, and they are in Jordan right now. They have not had a confirmation of their flight tomorrow, so prayers for them that the flight will go all right. I haven't texted
all right,
my.
Let's pray right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, these young people, brave young people, they're probably doing better than their parents at home. But in the name above every name, we pray a chuppah of the blood of Jesus Christ over that tour. All 47 people or 43, I've forgotten, however many are involved, bring them home, Father, on eagle's wings. And we pray that they get all clearances, all okays, all confirmations. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do say to you, Satan, you cannot have anything to do with these young people returning home. You cannot block any red tape. You cannot put red tape into their paths. In the name above every name, you cannot do it. In Jesus' name, we absolutely command and demand you have nothing to do with these young people. The blood of Jesus is over their vehicle. The blood of Jesus is over them. In the name above every name, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. We had a prayer call Saturday, and the Lord said to us many things, but one thing he said was, it matters to stand with Israel. And then he spoke about their protection, and he ended the call with victory. So glory be to God. We know this is the case. People are asking me, what do I think will happen? And this is what I said on the prayer call. I do not think this is Ezekiel 38:39. You might want to go to your Bibles and read Ezekiel 38:39, which is an upcoming war. But I do think that what we're seeing right now leads to it. I have always thought, as I studied Ezekiel 38 and 39, that I don't see any sign there of nuclear. I don't see. It says that Russia will come down from the north into Israel on the land, and that they will probably come from the skies, but eventually be on the land. And it says that their allies, number one ally is Persia, which is Iran, and of course another ally is Turkey. But here's the thing about Iran. I don't see in that Ezekiel 38:39 that there's any nuclear involved. It says they're asked by certain ones. It's probably a press conference. Did you come to take a spoil? There's no spoil if something's been nuked. So I think it's what's happening right now with Israel, and they had to do it. The German chancellor said that they're doing the dirty work for the whole world But this is what needed to be done. They did this before, years ago, when they took out Iraq's nuclear capabilities. So they're going after it, going full-fledged after it. The U.S. may or may not get involved. We're already involved in aiding them, but we've sent a lot of warships. We're sending planes to the area. So, hallelujah, this is going to be a matter of decisions. We're going to pray. We're going to pray this prayer, based on this prayer, 1 Timothy 2:1, and this is it in the Amplified. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men. Now, here's how you pray for all men. You pray for their leaders. For kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility. I chose the Amplified because it used that word high responsibility. These men and women, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister, President Donald John Trump, all those who are in the war cabinets, my father. Oh, what decisions they had to make. Holy Father, in the name above every name, in the name above every name, Holy One of Israel, we ask you to guide them and give them wisdom. Without your wisdom from above, without you thinking down through their minds, they're not capable of making the right decisions. But they are capable. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you move upon them and move through them. We ask for mercy. We ask for chesed. We ask for forgiveness where it needs to be given. Holy One, we praise you. And we praise you. Now, Father, we're so thankful to you that you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You rescued us. All that is revealed to us in Colossians, we're so thankful for. And we're so thankful, Father, that you revealed that we hold a position at your right hand of authority. And Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, transferring to us the authority on the earth. And so, Father, in the name above every name, we're going to sit in our seat of authority, and we're going to pray that prayer, and we're going to stand in authority right now because you've given it to us, and we praise you for it. Folks, we're going to be taking our authority over demon activity against the CUFI summit, which is the end of June. And I'll be speaking there June 29th, I think it is, Sunday. Daughters for Zion, Lynn Hammond, under Lynn, we open it up. And then we have, it should be very, very special this year. Quinn and Max are going, and I'll be there. And so we're going to take authority and not let the devil have anything to do with that. And folks, you've got to stand for your cities. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just... you know how much I've emphasized it. You know how much I believe it. I absolutely believe that wherever you are, you have authority over the heavenlies in that place. You have authority in the name of Jesus over the demons that would act up and move down through, let's say, cell groups. Iran has reached all around the world. And I've heard pretty much that they're convinced that the two attempts on President Donald John Trump's life were orchestrated by Iran. So we need to stop their authority. We need to stop through our authority, and we can. And the enemy, I know, has targeted cities to raise unrest. And so please, please, every morning, sit in your seat. And now we're going to do it all together. We're going to use the prayer in Ephesians, starting chapter 1, verse 17. Asking the Lord for something. Heavenly Father, this prayer, written by you through the Holy Ghost on paper and through the Apostle Paul on paper now. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head of a body, the church. Hallelujah. And you gave him head of that body over all things, the ecclesia, your body which filleth all in all. And we, when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, God quickened us. For when he raised you the head of a body, he raised the head and the body together. When he quickened the head, he quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And so, Father, in the name above all names, we worship you, we praise you, and we're so thankful for the authority of the believer. We're so thankful for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which you received at the mercy seat, and which now we can claim its efficacy to overcome, as it is written, to overcome the accuser of the brethren with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You have caused it to be written in the word of God in Romans 5:17 that they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we now reign. We rule and we reign because you said we could. Now, kingdom of darkness, you listen up. There sits a prayer right now in these seats of authority at the right hand of the Father, but in the seats of authority all over this nation and around the world. And wherever they sit, you know it. You know they have around them. You know I have around them. And in the name above every name, in those individual realms, in those cities where they sit, in, for me, my realm includes Missouri and Branson area and the cities thereof, and it includes Oklahoma and Tulsa, and it includes Migdal Arbel in Israel. And so I do say to demonic activity, you cease and desist in all your maneuvers, operations, plans, may they go to the ground in the name above every name. I plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families of these prayers, over these prayers' lives. They're soldiers in the army of the Lord, and the Lord has made provision for their health, their wealth, their well-being. And in the name above every name, I absolutely command and demand that you go in my realm, in the heavenlies over which I have command, into a state of paralyzation, for it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And now, as all of us point our hands toward Washington, D.C., together in a unified force of authority, we do say cease and desist in your manifestations, operations against this president and his administration. And the name above every name, cease and desist in your operations against those who are doing good for God. Cease and desist your manifestations, operations in the Pentagon, in Jesus' name and on Capitol Hill, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we afford through our taking authority some freedom for those senators and the representatives to receive from God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And now, Father, we are so very, very thankful. Very, very thankful. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just
bless the Lord. And so we're ready now to begin to pray. Is there anything you wanted to say before we do?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, praise God. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, how wondrous that you have made this way for us to come together in the power of united prayer. In the Bible, when they prayed, buildings shook. And now, hallelujah, we expect things to shake and take substance that you want. Whatever words you want prayed, that you want to clothe with flesh from the realm of the spirit into the realm of this earth. We do pray now that you would use us. In Jesus' name, it's such a privilege, and we're so thankful for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bafroneke diheja bando do go baba. Kavala chode ni mekahala kabre ni koro ko babila todo do go brakara kandiande. Isha todo go ho shege. Isandalo goho shangdana go brachana goho changdana goho braka frakadanya ne kohoro ko bradiana kadange. Ishato kohoro ko bra, imana kohoro ko bambi, ishato do goho shangda. Kafragadaha ashonte elishanto. Mikolo ko bravi tahala kambi, ijede go bre, bredanya no kohoro ko babi. Ashonon yando husha bilatatia. Mele tu hovrabita, makoro kopinya, makoro kopinya mia. Megeleta, 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 megeleta. Makoro komba, mashjonakita. Givelodora kabitanya ne kohro kopa frakati ichega da bache. Kefra kodohu shangjana wakora ke danya ne kohoro ko papa. Ile batwa. Mekora ka denyo ne kohoro ko bafi, tata goho shangja ne kohoro ko ba. Ile vatonya ne kwa, masito la matya na kahai. Kewa la ho tiangza le goho shakta ne kohoro ka papa. Pejando le goho shevra ti hijwa. Ishando kolo kohora kabitio. Nikala gabara kadavra tanya no koro kodashko dombre kada gadashka danche le godoshka. Kivili hidu de joa. Bili hidu de kohoro kotanche le godoshek chapta le godoshka. Ima na kahaya na kohora kabitio na ka. Lere go brevre di ijinu nu shwaja shanta de ko ba frakaya na ko huru ko bapa. Lele bura fram nyoro ma nikolo koshke. I bara dovre kalila halaila ma komba le kapra katyanda. Kibela da halakai asanda le kohoshe ka baba hashanda kapra katitanyo no koro ko pitya. Kibra halitushwa. Ijanda lo kohoro ka diang da rogo dohe shek chete. Isato ra koho sha. Pafra ka dohe le kambinyo na kohoro ko pitya. Kashino kwa kete ni koho shepre ta vanya ni kora katinyo. Imi ni kwa frandile dobre vre toa. Ijadoro koho she te ni kopra. Kebro duho shwa. Melo duho shwa. Angolo gobre tia fatosh ke dan chamba. Oh, le vrati hijang dono gore kele kola kalakaya. Maha she te ne koro ko dembre ke diga. Kabele tohoro ko froti ano koro ko papalita la kanga. Kishka to te ne kandi aska to prekataya na kola kapitio no koti anda. Inime te eja tata kopa fratiana. Ika la kohoro ko brefre ti isha. Ijando lo kohoro ka shangere go dohe shang jang doro go dohe jeg jete. Ika la kom brafra ka to koho shang jang da asha kotora ka pinyo. Kila ka halai ashanto ala ka pinyo no kohoro ko pinyo. Mavre do joa vra kolo ko bebe li tanya no koro ko bele di vra abra do genie. Me shwa toro manaka haya no koro ka bata ko chenye ni koro manashke. Iba la toho shandele ko toho shakta da ko teshke. Shabra frotie ma kwai. Bofre di lika, mashito no go banye, ni kalakaya na kala kabinyo no kora kadinyo no kora kadabri. Ishato no go hoshanke. Kabri kadaka halaka, anyana kadaka habdambri, kadaka da hashangi, anakadash kadapri. Meshti antora manaki tada kaha bapa. Kebili hita anyana kohora ka palakaya na kara ka danche di godoshka. Isama na toshke. Pashko di vetu bra. Ije de gaba freto jvete le gombrevre de jangyo na godoro godoshka di brakya. Kebili hitiano na kopreke di gahai. Ako da ka ba. Kime ne ki hile kabra kata goho breke li gal danche li go doshka da bri kata ke lo kovre di li go umba. Ibri du shwa toro go dore ka pinyo lo kore ka pinyo lo go tashka. Pale kabra ka lo ke he nye ne kore manaki. Pele Britannia ne kohu kobele tinia na kala ka kabiria e se na koro ka vi. A galadia na halele e se pato to ka ti. Kavadenye ne kalai la halakaya na kali. E ne bidi diri kashko tam bravi. Hala venio no go asciak toro ko prafra ki tala. Mashko to brikata kafra kala ki tana kala. Isha to preke he laila hason go preke fratik. Mete fele peta kara na nyani, nyani. Mele prafra ko jenye ni kali. E je li koto shwa ka prakata koho shang diekte. Dige le go brevre di si shato no koto ko paraka fai. Aja na kata koho shang diana no ko preka ti kalakaya. Aja do ko prek kiam toto koho shang dia. I je da go brevre di shkatanche di koho shang dia. Vedo go brevre di anya na kahalakai. Kabri gondiene koro godore godore kambraka del kotiang dare godoshka. Pesce na ma pa, meto do go braca da gambinio. Meto ho do go bravri danyata. Ebe lo ho tambre ko to ko breke di gambara ko di ane no nobri kata kafra. Ishando do go ho braca ya no ko ho do go braca ya no ko di ane ko di ka braca. Minu kumbre frehele kangra gadanche le godoshka dabre kata gadanche le godoshka. Ishantoro kobehele kambra matori amanakaya nakalaka kabre. Ishihita nana kora kodore kabra kata kafai. Ele manatio tere kodore katiang tere godoshe gyana. Ishiri gushwa. Ijiri gohoshua tehetie. Kare kato gohole kan braktiana konti ondor goti onde di katashka. Ishatoro gohosheng diri godoho shakchakta. Ishere go brevre tu braka fraya non yeni kuala dobri kato kadanche di godoshka dan braktiene. Suduru tu ishe kata fra palahalai, ancora kodo ishe njenge. Kavra kodo goro go pa fra kadira kahanya ne kohoro kodashka. Ili britua shato te te koho jenge ne kodo kodashka dobri kata kafai. I mila doho fakya ne kora kapinyo ne ko. Ili bratu ishe, ili britua jutafre. Piccolo compa, priti li comprati, li comprati, li comprati. Mi si è ammacciato, lo compre, prendi, li compre, le vele tutta. Ma le compre catabra, che le cangang, viene con dosche delle cahai. Ini coro cadale cambre, hi di catà. Ehi, le dici, Shatya. Kroma na kaya na kahala binyo na kohoro ko bala kaya na kata na kodoshka. Meti hita kai, meheti te kai. Pasho dundulo dobra kafra goro goro heshege rego dora mananti ando rego dobra katito. Ijo na kora bati hile ke brahe vida nyo na kohoro kodoshke ne kali kakanyo ne kohoro ko bati akta. Bidu du shwanya ne kohoro ka bidya na kohoro ko valakadaya na kohoro ko balekitya na nombre. Ije ne mata ala gobre kete ki vanyo ora gobre kete gavanya ele gonga ala gonga ele gonga. Ija to makaya na kahai, aja to makata ala kabre. Bidu dobre mini kwa, menye ni kahalaila, menye ni kahaila, kora ka binyo no kora ka dele go brevre ni de daya. Isha na matua, shata rego dobre kate kayan dele go ndiyanta, hapra go do go mbravi dele go bre kita. Isha na matua, shata rego hapra ka danyo no no ko dabra. Mi diyanto bre kate ka fraktya, o si babatayla. Mikele kada hashan jene kodo hoshan jene kodomra, mishkada uprangde. Isheta go hoshakje, pashkodo prikili kadai. Mishkada brahafa kala gondyana na koprikata kada haya. Oh, Father, we're just thankful to you. Thankful to you for this opportunity to pray together. Thankful for everyone on this line. I'm so thankful for everyone on this line, for their voice, for their tongue, that they yielded to you today. Father, we know you hear us. And it is written, if you hear us, you answer us. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful way of communication. And now we await the interpretation, Lord, and thank you for it, which tells us how and what you used us to pray today. In Jesus' name, we're so thankful. So thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you there, Brother Max? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so good.
Okay. Where is my envelope? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Because I don't have my earbuds in my ear, put it this way, just a speaker. So, all right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you. I think you want me to rest. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, that's what you're down here for, is to rest. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For this generation, for all my people, underline parts. It's one statement. So start for this generation, for all my people. Now underline parts. This is my true promise. This is my true promise for that keep your eyes and ears open. For that, keep your eyes and ears open to my wisdom, to my wisdom, to my wisdom over all else. I will tell you, over all else, I will tell you. Oh, I get it. Okay. All right. I'll read the whole statement from the beginning here. Start with non-underlined part. For this generation, for all my people. All right. Now, underlined part. This is my true promise. This is my true promise. For that, keep your eyes and ears open to my wisdom. To my wisdom over all else, I will tell you. That is the first statement. Yeah. It is else, right? ELSE. That's how you read else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Exodus 15:13.
What was that again?
The book of Exodus.
Okay.
15:15, verse 13:13.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then Ecclesiastes 8:7. Ecclesiastes 8:7. Psalm 23:2-3. Psalm 23:2. Psalm 23:2. All right. Next statement. I don't see any underline here in the statement. And it reads like this. It's not underlined. Okay, it matters what decision you make today.
It matters what decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It matters what decision you make today. That's why you are praying together. That's why you are praying together with my friend and prophet. With my friend and prophet. Oh, there is an underlined part in the end of this statement here. Sorry about that. And it reads like this. I will be with you. I will be with you. Dive, D-I-V-E, dive deep into my word. So the underline in this statement is in the end. I will be with you. Dive deep into my word. I'll read it again from the beginning. It matter what decision you make today. That's why, excuse me, that's why you are praying together with my friend and prophet. Underline statement here. I will be with you. Dive deep into my word.
Word or words?
Words.
With an S.
Yes. Thank you for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise the Lord. Romans. He gives us a lot too. Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. Psalm 31:31, verse 3. Psalm 31:3. Isaiah 30:21-30. Isaiah 30:30. Verse 21:2-1. So Romans 8:38-39. Psalm 31:3. Isaiah 30:21. Okay. Next statement. Seek more. Yeah, seek more clarity. S-E-E-K. Seek more clarity about the tough situations. Okay. Seek more clarity about the tough situations. Find yourself in me, your God. That's the statement. Sorry about that. Okay, praise the Lord. I'll read it again. Seek more clarity. Seek more clarity about the tough situations. Find yourself in me, your God. That's the statement. Okay. Proverbs 16:16, verse 9. Proverbs 16:9. Jeremiah 10:23. Jeremiah 10:23. Yeah, that's it. Now, statements here. Our statement. So, Proverbs 16:9, Jeremiah 10:23, underline statement. It reads like this. Walk in faith. Walk in faith and unity. Walk in faith and unity. And you will not stumble. That's what scripture calls. Walk in faith and unity, and you will not stumble. Not with me, church. That's the statement. I'll read it again. All, and it's underlined, all of it. Walk in faith and unity, and you will not stumble. Not with me, church. All right. Then we have, let's see here, Hebrews 11:8. Hebrews 11:8. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14. All right, underline statement here. So Hebrews 11:8, Proverbs 11:14. Next statement is underline. It read like this. It can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming, but thankfully, you have me. It can be overwhelming, but thankfully you have me to provide you with direction, to provide you with direction from me, your God. Or direction. There's no S here. Direction. DIRECTION.
Direction.
Okay. It can be overwhelming, but thankfully you have me to provide you with direction from me, your God. Okay.
Is any of that underlined?
It's all of it. All of it underlined. Start with, it can be overwhelming all the way to your God. It's underlined here. Next statement is not underlined. And read like this. Blessed to be able to turn to my word. Blessed to be able to turn to my word. It help you to understand my will. It help you to understand my will in your lives and nations. I'll read it again. I'll slow down here. Blessed to be able to turn to my words with an answer to my words. It help you to understand my will in your lives and nations. With an S, so it's talking more than 10.
Could you spell that first word, please?
Oh, P-L-E-S-S-E-D.
Blessed?
Yeah.
Blessed, yeah. Okay.
My accent.
I had read it as just, but it's blessed.
Blessed.
Okay.
Yeah. Blessed to be able to turn to my words. It helps you to understand my will in your lives and nations.
Okay. Got it.
Psalm 119:133. Wow, it's high. I'm talking about the scripture, not the book. Psalm 119, verse 133. Isaiah 58:11. Isaiah 58:11. Isaiah 33:0-11. Isaiah 30:11. Just look and see what he gave us in Isaiah. Oh, 30:21. Okay, praise the Lord. So Psalm 119:133, Isaiah 58:11, Isaiah 30:11. Okay, underline statement. Time to listen to my decision. Time to listen to my decision making. Sorry, I'm trying to read all of it and get it before I give it to you here. Time to listen to my decision making and guidance. Just know that my will is perfect. Just know that my will is Perfect. I am your counsel. Oh, yeah, that's it. This is a statement. I am your counsel. Okay, I'll try to read it better here. And it's all underlined if I didn't say that. So this statement is underlined. Time to listen to my decision making and guidance, or guidance. Just know that my will is perfect. I am your counsel. C-O-U-N-C-E-L.
That's
counsel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's a statement. I'm sure we'll, when you read it, it'll be a little better than Max. Praise the Lord. I think I'm doing all right. Okay, praise the Lord. Romans 12, 1, 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Kings. Kings 22, 2. Kings 22:2.
Is it First Kings or Second Kings?
It looked like First. Yeah, I think it's First. I forgot even Kings. I don't know if Kings. I can't remember if Kings 1.
We'll check it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah.
First.
There's
Kings.
The one. There is a one here before. At the loop, there is the one. I would go with the one. Maybe two. I don't know. I'm open to this one because it's there. So
sure, we'll check it.
Could be a second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Kings 22:2. Let's see. Today. Next statement here. Today, church. Today, church. Trump. Benjamin. Seek a deeper connection with me. Today, church, Trump, Benjamin, seek a deeper connection with me. Underline part, same statement. This is the end of it. The end of the statement is underlined. Your God is ready. Your God is ready to help you. Huh? That's it. Your God is ready to help you. That's the underlined part. So the whole statement reads like this. Non-underlined part. Today, church, Trump, Benjamin, seek a deeper connection with me. And then the underlined part, your God is ready to help you. So he's ready to help us and help them and help the nations and help Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Church Trump Benjamin, seek a deeper connection with me. Underlined part, your God is ready to help you. All right. John 10:3 and 4. The book of John, chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. John 10:3 and 4. Psalm 25, 9 and 10. Psalm 25, 9 and 10. Romans 8, 14. Romans 8, 14. It's about wisdom today. I give you, Romans 8:14, next statement. I give you wisdom. I give you wisdom when I sent my Holy Spirit unto you. I give you wisdom when I sent my Holy Spirit unto you. And that is the statement. I give you wisdom when I send my Holy Spirit unto you. Okay. Last statement. You should ask the wisdom of God. Yeah, let's ask. Okay. You should ask the wisdom of God and use it daily. Okay, that's a statement. You should ask the wisdom of God and use it daily. Trust in me.
Very small. You know, we prayed about wisdom for the leaders, and I think a whole lot of this prayer is about that. I think it's not only for us, but I think it's particularly for the leaders in these situations that are going on right now. I think it is.
Yeah, wisdom. There's over 35,000 American different nationality trying to leave Israel right now.
Yes, right now.
There's so many things happening,
So many things, and the president and the Benjamin and everybody is making decisions.
Yeah.
And I really think that's what this is about. Our prayers all about that.
Amen.
And I think a lot of it is just you almost every time you could apply it to the leaders. For this generation, for all my people, and then underlined, this is my true promise. For that, keep your eyes and ears open to my wisdom. Over all else, I will tell you. Exodus 15:13. You have led in your chesed the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy habitation. And that word chesed means his faithfulness to keep the covenant. Ecclesiastes 8:7. If no one knows what will happen, who can tell him when it will happen?
That's it.
That's it. Here it is, and this is. I'll read it in the Amplified. For he does not know what is to be, for who can tell him how and when it will be? If no one knows what will happen, who can tell him when it will happen? I think this is it's in Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes is everything under the sun. So what God is saying here, if people don't know what will happen, how can they tell you when it will happen? I think this is pointing out that men don't have the answers. But God does. Psalm 23:2.
Wow, this is deep, Miss Lily. This is me. Go on, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Excuse me here.
Yeah, go ahead.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. It matters what decision you make today. That's why you are praying together with my friend and prophet. And then underlined, I will be with you. Dive deep into my words. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Or I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 31:3. For you are my rock and my fortress, For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. About guidance, he's guiding us and he loves us. Seek more clarity about the tough situations. Find yourself in me, your God. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The New American, let me see, it is heart, so I'm not going to read mind. New American says mind. But ESV says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps or directs them. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in a man who walks to direct his steps. This is all about seeking God and following his way. Underlined, walk in faith and unity, and you will not stumble, not with me, church. Verse 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Talking about being led and guided by the Lord. Even if you don't understand it exactly, I guess. Abraham didn't know where he was going, but he followed God. Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no guidance, a people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety or victory. Now, folks, This scripture has puzzled me through the years, because I know sometimes you can get so much guidance from people that it gets you in a dither. You don't know what to do. But now, notice down here, then I found out a scripture in Psalm 119 which says, thy word is my counselor. And he's going to tell us later on here that he is the counselor. So, in abundance of his counsel, from his word, or however it might come to you, there's safety. Okay. Then underlining, it can be overwhelming, but thankfully you have me to provide you with direction from me, your God. That's all underlined. Not underlined. Blessed to be able to turn to my word. It helps you to understand my will in your lives and nations. All right, there's the council. There's the multitude. Yeah. His word, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:133. Order my footsteps in thy word. And let not iniquity have dominion over me. ESV, keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Here's it in the Amplified. Establish my steps and direct them by means of your word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. In other words, he's just telling us in his word, in the written word of God, there's counsel, there's information about what's going on in this world. Hallelujah. Isaiah 30:11. And the King James, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Now that can't be quite right. Because listen to this. Here it is in get out of the way. Turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. That's what some people who... that's what some people say who are against God. And then the next verse says, therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, since you have rejected this word. So, in verse 9, it says, there is a rebellious people, false sons who refuse to listen, who say to the seers, you must not see visions, and to the prophets, you must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path. Let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. If that is the word that he gave us, it can't be direction to us. It has to be prayer about those who are false.
Okay.
And that can be, because I'm sure he has us pray about those who are mixed up and false. But there are those who are saying such things, and we that's not the counsel we listen to.
Isaiah 58:11.
Isaiah 58:11. Okay. Is that one verse we read, 60:30:11, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then coming before it, he gave us Isaiah 58:11. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Okay, Isaiah 58:11 tells us the Lord directs us. Isaiah 30:11 says there are some who would counsel you otherwise, but we don't listen to them. Perhaps he had us praying for them, though. All right, underlined. Time to listen to my decision-making and guidance. Just know that my will is perfect. I am your counsel. See, there it is. He's the counsel. Time to listen to his decision-making, his guidance. Know that my will is perfect. I am your counsel. And all that is underlined. Romans 12, 1 and 2. And, of course, we know that Romans 12:2 is going to tell us to renew our minds with the word. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is. That which is good and acceptable and perfect. This tells us after you're born again, you have to do something with your body and your mind. And you need to renew that mind with the word of God. So all the counsel today is turn to my word. Look at my word. I'm your counsel. I'll direct you. 1 Kings 22:2. Whoops. Well, I don't think that's it.
Go to the second.
In the third year, let's try 2 Kings.
Yeah. Well, if there isn't 2 Kings, then it would be the first. If there isn't 22.
Second Kings 22:2 says he did right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father David, nor did he turn aside to the right or to the left.
Okay, that, I believe that's it, the second.
Yeah, the other one couldn't be it. Okay. Today,
to be honest with you, I see two on one. I'll show it to you this afternoon.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We believe it. I believe it, yeah. Second Kings fits. Right, because this is saying every one of those kings, and this is Josiah, little young Josiah who became king at 8 years old. Every one of those kings, God would say, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Or he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And so this is that. And he turned not neither to the right or to the left, out of the path, in other words, that God had for him. All right. Today, church, Trump, Benjamin, seek a deeper connection with me. And then underlined, your God is ready to help you. John 10, 3 and 4. To him, the gatekeeper or doorkeeper or porter, the watchman opens. And the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. That's speaking. Brother Halverson always said that the Holy Ghost is the doorkeeper. And, of course, Jesus is the shepherd. The watchman, here it is in the, but it is the doorkeeper.
But he spoke their names. He said Trump and Benjamin, too. I just got that here. Yeah.
He calls his own sheep by name.
Yeah.
And leads them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he puts forth all of his own, he goes ahead of them and leads them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. That's right. He called them by name.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, when he read the scripture, I'm like, wait a minute. He just said church. He called all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is us. And he specifically, I mean, he called them their
names. Their names.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He surely did.
Yeah.
Psalm 25, 9 and 10. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are chesed ve'emet. Chesed ve'emet. That he told us to put that around our necks, that statement. Chesed, that means he keeps covenant. And, of course, the covenant is truth. Chesed ve'emet. For those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. All the paths of the Lord are chesed ve'emet to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. In other words, chesed is a word that means corresponding actions because you're in covenant. The covenant is the truth. So all the paths of the Lord are going to be in line with that covenant and his obligation to keep it. We can count on it. Romans 8:14. That's all of his ways. He never does not keep covenant. Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. We're led by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. And then the last statement, I give you wisdom when I sent my Holy Spirit unto you. You see there?
Yeah.
All are led by the Spirit of God, and He is wisdom. You should ask the wisdom of God and use it daily. Praise the Lord. Trust in me. So I know that we are, with our understandings, we ask God for wisdom today, and we prayed about it, and He gave us wisdom. Bless the Lord. So I will be out at noon. Brother Max is going to be out there at noon. Is Quinn with you, Max?
No, she's
okay.
I'm alone. No, she's alone.
Okay. So,
she'll be at the church tonight. Yeah.
Okay, she'll be at your church leading the services tonight
yes.
at Yeshua's
yes.
Love Heals.
Yes.
Now, Max, my water is up higher than ever, and Terry's going to have to come and open the gates for us. So everybody out at Prayer Mountain, Hannah, Jared, go ahead and open the session. I'll try to be there on time, but just in case it takes us a little extra time, go ahead and start. So bless the Lord. See you at Prayer Mountain at noon. Now, for all of you on the call, that means there won't be a call today. You'll have to go on billybrim.org to join. And that's easy to do. Bless the Lord. So see you there, Max.
See you there.
Shalom, shalom.